stunning.
Amazing.
Amazing.
I love the Mystery Files.
One thing about me is I love the Mystery Files podcast.
You're the baddest alive.
That's me, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone who listens to the podcast thinks that. They're like, wow, Logan's the baddest.
That's actually honestly the first thing they think.
Yeah, that is what they
see
think.
Me and they go, Logan is actually the baddest alive, and Tiffany is just there.
Yeah, exactly.
Tiffany is literally just there.
You may get more streams than me, but like, that's okay. Wow. You know, no. I'm still the baddest.
You're the baddest.
Yeah. People just don't like Bonnie and Clyde, I guess. That's fine.
I don't know why. A bunch of haters, that's who.
Logan LeMaster.
Tiffany Walker / Volk.
And welcome to
The Mystery Files.
The Mystery Files. We are back.
We're ready to party.
After a couple weeks.
Yes.
We've been going at it. We were supposed to film earlier this week.
I know.
But I had a panic attack, everybody.
And now we're here and I'm sunburnt. So,
yeah.
Hey.
So, who's good really benefiting from this? Me.
Not the visuals. With my burnt face. Honestly, it's worse on my leg. So, like, they're not seeing my leg. Thank God. It's literally one leg's, like, pale white and the other one's bright red, so
be thankful if you only listen to the audio of the podcast. Okay?
Yeah, to think if we would have done it the other day, I would have looked normal.
You would have looked normal. Needs that? Wow, so you're saying people who have sunburns aren't normal?
Not if they have them like me. Clearly not.
Can I tell you?
Oh, I'm scared. Can you tell me what your darkest secret?
Doing this podcast,
is
so fun because we learn so many weird niche things about like different mysteries and like different like true crime, supernatural. It's just a lot of, like, history facts, right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is going somewhere, I promise. Okay. So I've started this new bit.
Yeah.
And I've done it before. But the new bit is, like, when people say something to me, I go, me when I this, or, like, this person when they did this.
Okay.
I forget what happened yesterday, but I was at, like, the comedy class, like, before, like, my show. I had a stand-up show, by the way, everybody.
Yeah, Logan Rock.
Thank you. But one of my peers, I guess you would call them, right? Other fellow students.
Yeah.
Made a joke saying something like, oh, I need some gas right now for just some reason. I don't know what context it was.
Yeah.
But just completely unprompted, I said, Amelia Earhart before she went on the plane.
Stop it. Stop it. Amelia Earhart before she went on the plane.
I just think it's so funny. And then they were like, isn't that the person who got ate by the coconut crabs? I was like, it sure is.
It's like, they know the tea. They know the tea.
I don't know. I just think it's fun knowing like fun facts in the show that like these jokes are just kind of like niche-er because I think they're common knowledge, but they're not.
Well, I honestly didn't know about the coconut crabs until we did that episode. Like, I was just unaware.
Yeah,
going
I guess
my life.
I guess you could say this is an informational podcast.
An informational podcast.
We're like a PBS kids show, okay? We're informational. We're funny. We look like we're 12.
We look sunburnt.
One of us, not me.
Okay.
I look beautiful.
Stunning. Amazing. Stunning. Stunning. Not sunburnt.
This is episode 66.
Hey.
Double checked.
Wow.
And this is episode 14 of season 7. Can you believe?
Ooh, we're stunning.
Yeah, this is I think maybe our longest season because we're not doing it every like fall spring switch up. So it's the one of the longest running ones, which
we're
is
trekking.
So fun.
We're living our best life.
Here. Yeah. And we'll have to talk about it soon, but the summer tapes is going to be coming up real soon.
A fun little summer spinoff.
Maybe
heck
a couple more episodes.
Yes.
And we'll get into it.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for this week as well.
Yeah. I'm excited to hear about it. We last week talked about...
Oh, I can do it. Bonnie and Clyde. We were just talking about it.
We were just talking about before the show.
Miss Bonnie and Clyde. No, that was so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Aww. I didn't get to watch the movie, though. I was going to watch the movie.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
I got to listen to the soundtrack, the Broadway one.
Oh, I wanted to do that, too. Now I'm bummed I forgot.
It was just okay.
Okay, so I didn't miss anything?
No, not really.
I wouldn't like it.
50-50. You might love it, or you might be like, this is not enough for me. Is it the Goosebumps musical? No.
Honestly, the Goosebumps musical kind of slaps.
Oh, yeah, I meant that as, like, a positive.
Yeah.
Is it the Goosebumps musical? Yeah. No.
Okay. It's not Beetlejuice. It's not Goosebumps.
Yeah, it's not My Fair Lady.
Okay, I mean, I don't really care about My Fair Lady. All right.
Well, that's my low denominator.
Oh, good.
I'm going, like, My Fair Lady.
Oklahoma.
Goosebumps musical. Oklahoma's good.
Oklahoma's fine.
Oh, the new one's fine. The new one's good.
Okay.
That one's good.
I don't know
that's a good one. The new one's good. I like that one. But yeah, I'm excited for your case this week.
Thank you.
Is it a long one? What are we doing?
Are we going to be investigating? It depends how quickly I read. Also, I am nervous you might already know this because I realized that BuzzFeed Unsolved covered this a long time ago.
Oh.
And I didn't even realize until last night I was talking to Danielle's boyfriend. And he was like, oh, that's a BuzzFeed Unsolved. You ever watched the episode? And I'm like, maybe I did, but that wasn't my inspiration. My inspiration was a Sam and Colby video. That's all I'm going to say without spoiling anything.
Sam and Colby helped you, not Ryan and Shane.
Yeah, not Ryan and Shane.
They didn't do anything for us.
Not Mystery Files. Comes out this May. We're already here.
Do you want a little drum roll?
I do want a drum roll.
All right, Get ready.
Get ready for it. This week on The Mystery Files, I'm presenting the case of the Flannan Isles Lighthouse Disappearances.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I just completely forgot that was a BuzzFeed Unsolved thing, but we're going to rock it this week.
I don't remember anything about it, but we definitely watched it together, maybe.
Yeah, I assume.
There's missing people in it, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's people, missing people.
People that disappeared.
People that disappear?
Yeah.
People go missing? People go missing? That's crazy.
People be missing,
I'd be missing you the way we haven't done the show
in 2 weeks. I'd be missing you without doing the show in forever. But yeah, that's the case this week. I'm so stinking excited.
I'm excited to hear about the Flannel Islands.
Flannan.
The old Flannan, Navy Islands.
The old lady
Islands. The Aeropostale Islands.
Aeropostale. People say it's so weird sometimes.
The Hollister Islands.
Hollister. The Flannan Islands.
The Easter
Isles.
Hollister Islands.
Easter? Happy Easter. Okay, let's get into it. I'd like to kick off this episode by reading a snippet of a poem written in 1912 by the British poet Wilfred Winston Gibson. So this still evokes fear and terror among generations of men at the sea for more than 100 years after it was written. It says, "We seemed to stand for an endless while, though still no word it said. Three men alive on Flannan Isle, who thought on three men dead." That's a little snippet. It gives a little preview of where we're going to go with this episode. But
what was that last part? Three men dead?
So three men alive on Flannan Isle, who thought on three men dead.
Okay.
So she's a little fun, little poem. There's a whole bunch of it. That was just a tiny snippet. So
how long is it? Like the whole thing?
I honestly didn't read the whole thing.
Well,
I found that bit and I was like, I like that one.
Annotating, you're learning from college. Look at
you. Yeah, I'd be like that sometimes. Aww, real
that
smart, like.
1,000K was worth it.
It's about time it was worth it. But yes, this poet refers to an incident at the dawn of the 20th century that sparked one of the most unsettling mysteries at the time. On its surface, this mystery appears deceptively commonplace. Off the northwest coast of Scotland is a small chain of islands called the Hebrides. Clustered at its outer edges lie Eileen Moor, the remote island on Flannan Isle. The isles contain a lighthouse managed by three experienced lighthouse keepers, Donald MacArthur, James Ducat, and Thomas Marshall. In December of 1990, all three vanished, never to be seen again.
Oh.
So, three men disappearing.
Yeah.
Does it sound familiar to you yet?
Yeah, it does. Like, that just gave me a little bit of a refresher. I don't remember things, but, like, it's weird, right? Because it's like they went missing on the island, and they don't know, like, where they went. Not to spoil things, but, like, they were investigating so many different places, and nothing made sense.
Yeah.
They just, it's almost like they disappeared into thin air.
They were taken away. We just don't know. So the strange and baffling details found during the investigation made it one of the spookiest unsolved mysteries of the 20th century and a favorite topic for paranormal investigators, conspiracy theorists, and filmmakers, and us as the Mystery Files. So let's get a little more into it. The Flannan Isles Lighthouse is located on a small group of rocky islands in Outer Hebrides of Scotland. This lighthouse in particular was built in 1899 and was operated by three keepers who lived on the island. These keepers were responsible for maintaining the lighthouse and ensuring that it functioned properly. So on December 15th, what do you think?
Did you say 1999 just now?
Oh, 1899.
Oh, I thought you said 1999.
I was like, the year I was born?
Wait a second. I was like, okay, 1899.
Yeah, built in 1899.
That feels more lighthousey than 1999.
Yeah.
It's like a Y2K house.
Wow, you're saying my birth year is not lighthousey?
I don't think so.
That's just disrespectful.
It's more shrimpy.
Shrimpy? Watch it. Watch him out. So on December 15th of 1900, a passing ship called Arctur was on its voyage to the port of Leith from Philadelphia. While on its voyage, it noticed that something was wrong at the Flannan Isles due to its lighthouse not being operational. So after docking in Leith 3 days later, the news was passed on to the Northern Lighthouse Board that something was amiss on Flannan. So this boat was just but went on by, and they said, man, that lighthouse is out. What's up with that?
That's
and they
weird.
Reported it. That's weird. I'd be kind of freaked out, too, if I was supposed to see a light and it was just gone.
Yeah.
It's kind of eerie.
Mm-mm. I couldn't be, like, a
ship person? A captain?
I almost said a cruise director.
A cruise director.
I could not be a cruise director.
I feel like you could.
I could. We could both be cruise directors.
Welcome to the Mystery Files cruise. If you look to the left, you will see the Flannan Isles Lighthouse.
We have the dream of going on tour with the podcast. What if instead it's a cruise?
Stop it. They'll be stuck on the boat with us. It'll be perfect.
God.
We and tell them all the horror stories of the sea.
Yeah. Oh my God. And then we could hire someone to murder people, and then it's like, oh my God, guys, it's like mystery.
They're literally dead.
Oh my God, that's crazy. That's like that show I'm watching, Wreck. The one I told you about that's like a mystery, like horror slasher that's on a cruise ship.
I totally forgot you told me about that.
Yeah. What's You're great at listening to me. One thing about you.
You just say so much. You just say so much. How do I keep up? But yeah, it's a whodunit on a cruise ship.
That's what we should do.
Good.
Anyway, yeah, no, I'd be freaked out if there was a light out. I think I would just, like, if I was running the boat and I was driving by
running the boat
under the beautiful moonlight
and
I saw the lighthouse and there was no light coming out of it, I would get the hell out of there.
I think they were all dead.
I'd be Yui. I'd do a big old Yui.
A big old Yui in the ocean.
The whole way back.
Turning around.
I'm turning around. I'm going back to shore. I'm working at the local supermarket.
The local supermarket. Well, they couldn't really turn around.
I'm selling milk to Bonnie Parker. Okay.
She's going to be slipping out of her hand.
Yeah.
She said, broke my arm.
Yeah. Better than people in that lighthouse.
Dead.
All I'm saying.
Deceased. Missing. So the board dispatched the lighthouse relief tender ship, Hesperus, to investigate. On the 26th of December, 1900, the small ship was making its way to the Flannan Isles, where the three lighthouse keepers managed the lighthouse.
Mm-hmm.
So the ship was carrying Joseph Moore, a replacement lighthouse keeper for one of the three keepers managed on a rotational basis. So they would, like, switch people in and out quite often. So as the ship reached the landing platform, Moore was surprised to find that no one was waiting for him. He blew his horn and sent up a warning flare to attract attention, and hoping to alert the lighthouse keepers. But there was no response. A sense of dread filled his heart as he set up off the 160 steep steps to the lighthouse to find out what had happened. So, 160 steps, obviously it's going to be quite a trek up these little stairs to find these men.
That's crazy to think about. So it's like, I'm assuming, obviously, it's like inside the lighthouse and it's like a spiral thing.
Yeah.
Like they didn't got an elevator to go boop.
That's not. It also seems like very cinematic. Like he's blowing his horn when he arrives, and he's like, "Okay, no one's."
It's like raining. He has like a lantern.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, where are they?"
I don't know for sure because I don't know what it looks like, but I can't imagine there was very sturdy like banisters for like those stairs either.
You like rickety?
Yeah, and what I do not like stairs without a bit like a banister. You know,
I feel like they had to. There's no way. Can you imagine?
Yeah, they had to have something. But how well made were they?
Yeah, or probably not well. Back in the 1900s?
Mm-mm. I would pee myself. I would get up three steps and go.
I'd be afraid like some ghost would just knock me down all the steps. Go blah, 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 down 160 stairs. It's just Logan. That's how they all went.
It's my mom.
Stop it! Also, side note, happy Mother's Day. Logan posted the most absurd thing on their Instagram story today. Would you like to share with the class what you put on your Instagram story on Mother's Day? Please share if you like, if you feel like you should.
So if you don't know, my mom is not with us anymore. And I got tired of just making like sad little posts all the time. So since I can't celebrate Mother's Day, I posted a picture of the season 15 winner of RuPaul's Drag Race, Sasha Colby. And I said, in the caption, I said, "My mom is dead, so happy Mother's Day to Sasha Colby." So if you're listening, Sasha Colby, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Yeah, I was like, Logan Lemaster, you did not just say that.
She'd think it was funny. My mom would laugh.
That's what I was telling. I was telling Benjamin's parents about that today, and they were like,
"That's twisted."
I was like, "Nah, she would have thought it was so funny."
Yeah, she would have thought it was funny.
I was just like, I did not just open my Instagram to find this horrifically just morbid message.
I was cackling because you like so responded funny. To, and you went, "Logan,
Logan." Well, that was my response. So thank you. Happy Mother's Day. I don't know how we got there, but you're welcome.
Yeah, pushing down the steps.
Oh, death. Yeah, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
But yeah, all those stairs, I guess. And it also says that three giant black birds were perched on the cliffs above them, and they had beady eyes watching them as they went up. So that could either be a little detail someone sprinkled in at the end.
Yeah.
To be like, haha, wouldn't it be funny and cinematic if there were these birds
wouldn't
watching them?
Wouldn't it be crazy if there were black crows, like, yeah. talking to him and saying,
yeah.
don't go inside.
Don't, this is also Scotland, so it could be those little...
Don't little, go inside, lassie.
Lassie. Well, what was Scottish? It? What was the case we just did? The slua. Blackbirds. It's all coming back. Mm. All the Scotland.
It's just Catherine O'Hara on a perch on a lighthouse.
Can you imagine? She has like all of the birds on her.
Oh my god. It's her. It's Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah.
It's the pterodactyl ghost from Monsters.
Stop it. That's so funny. Movie. Yeah.
And then it's an angry bird. No.
An angry bird. Your mom.
My mom?
Watching over you.
It's my mom as a bird.
Yeah, and Catherine O'Hara.
She's just there. It's my mom
yeah.
in a pterodactyl costume.
Dressed
with
as Catherine
O'Hara. Dressed as Catherine O'Hara.
She said, I'm watching over you, my sweet baby.
That's how I want to be visited again. I'll tell you that much.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. If you die and you don't come visit me with like,
oh, I'll be visiting.
Like some funny costume,
yeah.
I will be so mad at you. Like,
stop
when I
it.
Die,
yeah.
I'm haunting you in, like a shark costume or something, or just being like, hey.
Can you imagine? I'd be yeah. so scared. Benjamin and I were just talking about today, like, if mugs were haunted. So we were talking about, like, oh, if there was,
the
like,
yokai.
A, if there, yeah, this is exactly what we were talking about. We were talking about how if a mug could have a soul, and you accidentally broke your mug, you would set the soul free. And we were imagining, like, how the soul in a mug would try to get your attention. Like, imagine there's liquid on the bottom, and she's, like, screaming in your face.
Yeah, that's what happens when
yeah.
you have a tea kettle, and it goes into the thing. Yeah,
yeah.
It's screaming for help.
But yeah, I'm gonna be your mug.
Aww.
It's because I care. It's the little things. But anywho, reaching the lighthouse compound and entering the living quarters, Moore noticed that the clock on the kitchen wall had stopped. The table was set for a meal that had never been eaten, and a chair had been toppled over. And there was also a canary in a cage as the only sign of life. So there was just a random canary in a cage living in the lighthouse.
Do we know more about the canary after this?
Not that I know of. But
that's weird.
Yeah, just a random canary. I mean, there's probably one of their pets or something of that. But, like, it's just weird that, like, the canary's just vibing.
Yeah.
Clock has stopped. Food has been set on the table, and one of the chairs has toppled over. Clock has just stopped. I'm like, what happened?
Whoa.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. They could be, like, time travel. I don't really know. Whoa. Time has stopped. It's just strange.
Well, that's what I was wondering with the whole, like, canary thing is, like, if it's still alive, that means, like, it would have had to been fed at a certain amount of time, right? If it's
yeah.
in the cage. Like,
you would think, or it could even be, like, the door is open. I never said if the door was open or closed in the cage, but like
that's true.
How would the bird access food?
Yeah, if it is closed, how does the bird access food? Which means
yeah.
like it must have not been that long in between mm-hmm. him getting there and like
exactly.
That's interesting.
It's like, okay, what's happening here?
Okay.
But returning to the eastern landing, Moore reported his findings to the captain of the Hesperus. Harvey sent another two sailors to shore, and they and Moore began looking for signs of life. After a thorough search of the lighthouse complex turned up nothing but a set of oil skins, suggesting one of the keepers had ventured out in just his short, like, shirt sleeves. So, like, short sleeves, he just, like,
yes.
ventured out into mm-hmm. the night. So
yeah.
the men turned their attention to the landing platform on the west side of the island. Here, there was plenty of evidence that the island had recently been hit by a massive storm. A supply box had been smashed open and its contents strewn across the ground, despite being over 100 feet above sea level. Iron railings on the side of the path had been bent and twisted out of shape. Part of a railway track had been torn from its concrete moorings, and a huge rock weighing more than a ton had been displaced. Like, this huge rock was able to move. So
yeah.
you can only imagine how, like, big a wave or something of the sort would have
yeah.
moved this rock that big.
Mm-hmm.
Turf has also been ripped up from the tops of the cliffs 200 feet above sea level, and there was no sign of the three keepers. So basically, a lot has happened here.
Ooh.
Things have been displaced.
This, I remember that.
Yeah.
Like, the, not all of this, but I remember the guy running out without his coat and was just in, like, a, like,
short-sleeve
shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That reminds me of the Dilatov Pass incident,
oh,
too, where
yeah,
it was, like,
yeah.
they didn't have, like, their winter coats on or something like that. It's
mm-hmm.
just, like, that's weird. It's, like, what did he see or what happened that he didn't have enough time to grab his coat?
Yeah, you know, time to get out.
Yeah.
But, like, you can only imagine what damage could have been done to them considering, like, part of the railway track was torn from concrete. And, like, what did
yeah.
it say? There was, like, a iron railing on the side of the path that was bent and twisted. Like, an iron railing being able
yeah.
to be bent and twisted by a storm.
Well, what gets me is the giant boulder being moved.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
More than
like,
a ton.
Like, the, a current Yeah. Like, pushing that hard. Mm-hmm.
And a ton ain't nothing.
That's crazy. That's a ton. A ton is a ton.
A ton is a ton.
A ton is a ton.
Yeah. So how did it move it?
Like, it's like just a double entendre. Ah,
smart. So smart. But yeah, it's nuts that it could do this damage. Can't imagine what it could do to people. So it's just building the suspense. Oh, so what had happened? The poor fellows, they must have been blown over the cliffs or drowned trying to secure a crane or something like that, was Harvey's conclusion in a telegram to the Northern Lighthouse Board after the Hesperus returned to port. So he's basically saying, oh, they're probably just born, just pushed over the cliffs. Yeah. And they
drowned. Just a simple report being like, yeah, they probably just fell over. Yeah,
they were just blown over the cliffs or drowned. So that was just his final telegram.
Just write a report like that. And then imagine? That's your job.
He's like, yeah, I just really think that happened. So I guess Harvey had let Moore and the three sailors behind to tend to the lighthouse and continue the search. They scoured the islands for the three missing men, but still found nothing. So then, arriving on the island on December 29th, the board's superintendent, Robert Muirhead, began an investigation into the keeper's disappearance. Muirhead knew all three of the missing men well. So, like, this guy knew these people. So, this is hitting home. Because these were his buds. So, examining the oil skin that had been left behind, he concluded it belonged to William MacArthur. After going over the wreckage on the Western Landing, Muirhead speculated that Marshall and Ducat must have headed out into the storm to try to secure the equipment stored there. When they did not return, Muirhead surmised that MacArthur must have ventured out to try to find them. So he thinks that one of them went out to find the other two in the storm.
Like two of them went out and the other one was going to find them. Yeah. Okay, so they didn't all three go together.
Yeah, that's so he's thinking it was just going out after. Mm. So from evidence which I was able to procure, Muirhead had concluded in his official report, he said, I was satisfied that the men had been on duty up until dinner time on the Saturday the 15th of December, that they had gone down to the Secura box, in which the mooring ropes, landing ropes, etc. were kept, in which was secured in the crevice in the rock about 110 feet above sea level, and that an extra large sea had rushed up the face of the rock, had gone above them, and coming down with an immense force, had swept them completely away. So he's thinking like some huge wave just
pulled them. That's not impossible. That's just really, really high for a wave to like come in like that strong, mm-hmm. because like the lighthouse, like literally like the whole point is that it's high enough that like the water and the tides can't get mm-hmm. to them. Yeah. Like it's supposed to protect them. Like that's why they're so high too. Yeah. Like they're supposed to be big and noticeable and
mm-hmm. and like I think at this point they would have been outside, but like still to the point that they were swept away while on land is very concerning.
They think he said in the thing like it was a wave like going up 110 feet. That's high. Yeah. That's a big wave.
I don't actually know how tall the wave lighthouse is. I should look it up. Just out of curiosity. Big wave. Lannan Isles.
Lighthouse. This is the Google search of the day, everybody.
Google search, and I can't spell. Mm. Let's see. 75 feet. So, yeah, above. That seems like a short lighthouse, in my humble opinion.
But that's a tiny lighthouse. I won't lie. That's a little tiny lighthouse. However, how that picture showed it, if anyone wants to look at it too, mm-hmm. look up Flannan Isles Lighthouse.
It does look stout.
Like, yeah, it is like with the greenery and stuff too and how it's on like a slope, that still mm-hmm. is like really high for like waves come near even. So like that's still kind of, mm-hmm. that's still kind of high. If I was there and a wave was able to get even close to that high.
Nauseous. I'd be ill.
That's unheard of. Mm-hmm. That's like, well, maybe not unheard of, but that's something you don't see every day. Yeah. Probably.
And considering it was literally only 75 feet, the lighthouse itself, and it was saying that they were thinking it was above 110 mm-hmm. feet of a wave, then it's going way above the lighthouse then.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I don't know why I didn't think the lighthouse would be that tall, but.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you were thinking about this, and I don't know if it's true or not, but mm-hmm. wasn't this case, like, wasn't the movie, like, The Lighthouse by A24, like, slightly influenced by this one? I don't know for sure.
Maybe there was another movie we're going to get into that was inspired by this case. I am not sure about The Lighthouse, though, just because I'm unsure of the plot of that.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but, like, I was thinking kind of like that. I haven't seen The Lighthouse, but I've seen clips of it. Yeah. But, like, The Lighthouse in The Lighthouse is, like, tall. Mm-hmm. Where I was thinking, like, do you know the, do you know, like, that little, like, lighthouse thing that Harry Potter's in the first movie? The first or second movie?
Oh, you're talking about one with Ron. Ron's in there.
Maybe. Yes, Ron's in there. And they, like, go to get him, and they're like, no, 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 it's Harry. He's, like, in there with, like, his family. And then Hagrid comes in, busts down the door. That big thing. And they're, like, in the middle of the water. Because it was, like,
okay.
You're not going back to Hogwarts.
I guess I never thought about it as a lighthouse, but that makes sense.
I think
it probably is.
I was having those visuals. Like, yeah. Tall, dark,
and then, like, some booming scary man walks in.
Yeah.
Snags you away.
Yeah. Oh, I wish.
Stop it. But yeah, the lighthouse was not inspired by this. But
boo.
It says two lighthouse keepers try to maintain their sanity while living on a remote island. Blah, 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 blah. So,
I mean, what's it inspired by?
I'm sure.
Gay love.
Wow. Good for them. Good for them.
Aww.
But yeah.
Pride Month's coming up. And hey. you know, and you know what?
Yeah?
When I think gay pride.
You think the lighthouse.
I think the lighthouse.
I think of all those.
My joke.
I think of all those straight white men in the lighthouse movie. All those men. That's enough of that. That's quite enough of that. I didn't like how. I don't know. I didn't like.
You could
that.
Tell I was thinking. And yeah, you didn't like
I was
that.
Like, that's quite enough of that.
You don't like when I think.
No. I should take that ability away. But anywho, as far as the public was concerned, Muirhead's report wasn't the end of the story, so speculation was soon rife. People are starting to make up their own versions of the story. They're trying to make answers.
Right.
So theories more suited to the Middle Ages were soon doing their rounds, such as the men being gobbled up by a giant sea serpent or whisked perfect away by a huge seabird. So people have, like, crazy theories.
Catherine O'Hara.
Stop it. She picks them up. She, dressed as your mother, dressed as an angry bird, swoops up the three men. She gobbles them up.
Yeah,
it's also a serpent. It's a sea aww serpent mixed with all those. Yeah.
A sea serpent. Okay.
A sea serpent. People are thinking that. Some people think she's a huge seabird, which I can't imagine how big a seabird would have to be to pick what's up three seabird grown men. Just I don't know.
I guess, like, yeah, like, just like a bird at sea, but like.
I'm just thinking a scuttle big from Little Mermaid, but that bird's little.
It's like Jurassic Park. Like, they're near, like, the oh, Jurassic God Island, and they're yeah just like. It's just in Scotland for some
it's
reason.
It's like a pelican mixed with a pterodactyl.
Aww. I hear that's in the live-action Little Mermaid.
What?
The
a pelican?
The pelican.
I thought it was a pterodactyl. Like,
no, what's both. Yeah. They like made it a hybrid.
They did not. I feel yeah, like I'm being, you're gaslighting me. You're such a filthy liar.
No.
Logan's a bad liar. You talk slower when you're lying. I can read you like a book. One theory had the men leave the island by boat to escape debts. So that was one of the random theories out there that people were throwing around. They had a bunch of debt, and they were like, well, if we go missing, people won't know where we went, and they can make their own lies about us. So,
you live on a lighthouse in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, how are you getting out of there?
I have credit card debt, and I live in the city, and no one's coming after me. Like,
you don't see me trying to scoot away.
I think you're okay.
I think you're, yes, fine. But all of them trying to escape debt? Kind of weird.
Yeah.
So, and then some other person had a theory that they were spirited away by the skeletal crew of a ghost ship. So, like, the idea that,
ghost
like,
pirates.
Ghost pirates won, or just, like, normal pirates. Which, I don't know what normal pirates would have from them, considering
normal
they were just
pirates
taking care of, like, a lighthouse. Like, what kind of treasures could they possibly be holding in a lighthouse?
Yeah.
They're not gaining much.
What do they have other than, like,
their
black
necessity
market reasons? Like,
yeah.
Like,
why are they taking three men?
Like,
randomly
trading them for goods or something.
I guess labor.
Yeah. But that also asks the question of, why wasn't the lighthouse more ruffled up or something like that?
Yeah, I guess it's just the one chair.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Well, I guess if it was a skeletal crew, maybe they needed to take two people for their crew, so they, like, bring three people for their crew, so they just kind of force these people.
Yeah, I guess it's possible the idea that, like, because it sounds like with the chair being flipped over, is
yeah
that one person was there, and they had to run after someone. That's what I'm picturing, is, like, someone was sitting down, something happened, run up. Because if you're running up and the chair falls over, you're not thinking,
yeah,
oh,
no,
the chair!
And I guess it does, like, make sense for the one person's, like, conclusion when they said, like, two people were already outside and one person came after them, because can you imagine, like, the big wave hits and the one guy's like, my two people are outside, and runs after them and, like, knocks his chair down, but he had, like,
yeah,
set
like
the table for
or
dinner
something.
Like, that could be something.
Or if it is, like, the pirate theory, like, did he hear, like, sounds of, like, struggling or,
yeah,
or something like that? That's also a possibility.
Some options.
Yeah.
And then this is a random one. Someone said some people even thought the men had been kidnapped by spies, so they thought they were, like, foreign spies that just came on the island and took them.
And said, what if we kidnapped you?
What if there were spies that kidnapped them? So this is, like, just random people out there speculating stuff.
It's,
so,
it's like hysteria, like, being, like, made yeah, up. Like, I'm assuming you don't believe them as much either. Like, these are kind of...
Yeah, these are kind of just throwaway ones. There's, like, yeah. three main theories that mm-hmm. people, like, actively are like, okay, yeah. this makes sense. But although we know me and my love for the wacky ones, like the yeah. bird, the random seabird.
The seabird's funny.
It's a good bit.
But no, it's like also like, I believe in like sea serpents or like the idea of yeah. them. But also I don't know the idea of that like a giant sea serpent's coming yeah. out of the water and swallowing them up and leaving.
If the sea serpent was big enough, it could honestly just like whoosh onto shore. And that's why it made the wave so big. It's like so huge. It's like a really big whale guy. And he's like whoosh. And that's why, like, the rock was all pushed a ton.
It's rock. Like the megalodon.
Stop it. He creates... It's Sharknado. And they take them in. Things are happening.
There people should be a Sharknado us. One like that.
Stop it. Wait, how many Sharknado movies are there? Because this is going to be 10. The next one.
There's Let's like see. A, there's a bunch of Sharknado how many? Movies.
I know there's a lot. Shark.
Can you imagine if this was a Sharknado incident? Like, imagine, like, you go up to, like, the lighthouse and you see, like, an indent into the lighthouse of a shark outline. And you're like, yep, that there was That's a shark
it.
There.
That's it. So there's only six of them right now. So that means for the seventh one, they could do the Flannan Isles disappearances.
But Sharknado.
But Sharknado is the theory. Honestly, that would be so horrifying. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Like, the sharks just, like, flying down to shore or whatever, and they're just like, we gotta get these sharks out of the tornado.
That's literally so scary. Imagine the water's all the way up on the lighthouse, and you see, like, a big shark coming by, and it keeps hitting the glass of the lighthouse. Oh, I'm scared for them. That theory, I know we just made it up. We're speculating just as much. I'm loving it. But, yeah. So, those are just some silly theories people had. But more doubt was cast on the official investigation with the emergence of a logbook supposedly containing several baffling entries between the 12th and the 15th of December.
Oh my God.
So in the first entry, Marshall is supposed to have written that a great storm, the likes of which he had never seen, had hit the island. He continued that Ducat was unusually quiet when the storm hit, and MacArthur, a big burly man, was not known to have much of a sensitive side, and he was weeping. So, like, the one guy's really quiet and just acting off. And the other one, like, this guy that, like, usually doesn't show very much emotion. Is weeping. Like
crying.
Like, imagine big, burly
huh.
guy just crying. So he's like, okay, things are being kind of weird. So then a second entry has all three men praying in the eye of the monstrous storm. And a third and final entry, what? Supposedly written on the 15th, states that the storm had passed and all was now calm. On hearing about the existence of these logbook entries, many questioned the idea that the men had been swept out to sea. If anyone had died, surely whoever wrote the 15th of December entry would have mentioned this. There had yeah. to be no other explanation. So it is strange that, like, they're getting all these entries past, like, this huge storm that hit.
Yeah.
So, like, who is writing it? Do they know that other people are dead? Like,
yeah.
or are they all Who's still alive?
It? Yeah.
It's strange. So there was indeed another explanation. The logbook entries were injected into the story several years after Marshall, Ducat, and MacArthur disappeared. There is no evidence they ever existed. So what? As the 14 Times journalist Mike Dash discovered after carrying out his own investigation. So he's saying he doesn't think these people existed. Like this random guy later on.
Wait, which, like the person who came to the shore to take over the job? Or
It was just like this guy named Mike Dash. He's like a journalist in the 14 uh-huh. Times. He was doing his own investigation into all of this, and yeah. he's saying that it seems like the logbook entries were injected into the story, like, after they disappeared, but he was thinking that there's actually no evidence to say these people even existed in the first place.
Like, the three
Yeah, the three men. That's what this guy, oh. that's what this random guy is saying. So this is, like, this guy's theory so after investigating himself. So the logs himself.
Are fake.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's interesting. He thinks that
they were just put in the story after, like...
That's really
And I'm like, that honestly is a pretty good take, because imagine, like, yeah. there's this huge, like... story told at sea of these three yeah. lighthouse keepers, and it's almost like someone yeah. just put these entries out there Ooh. As like a way to amp up the story.
I mean, it's only like the 1900s too, like early 1900s. Yeah. So like there is the possibility of like faking like history and like doing yeah. stuff, because like we've seen that before where like mm-hmm. history has been like transcribed incorrectly before yeah. or like been made up sometimes and mm-hmm. has come into fruition more, like,
or people realize how much hype a story is going to get if they keep yeah. adding fuel to the fire.
Yeah, so could have inspired writing from all the hysteria yeah. on newspapers mm-hmm. and stuff, or opinion articles.
It's getting
articles.
More attention, and, like, yeah. seeing these logbook entries creates more
yeah.
fuel for the story.
Yeah, to tie it back, too, to last week with Bonnie and Clyde, mm-hmm. too, with how, like, people thought they were, like, heroes and stuff. That yeah. was, like, around 1909, like, and that was fully, like, a lie that they mm-hmm. told to, like, journalists. So it's, like, it's yeah. possible that, like, it would be a lot easier than to lie about stuff like that.
It's that's just wild. It's just nutty, the idea of they would never exist at all. So, like, that's just a crazy theory just
yeah,
thrown in there. That's like, cool. Oh.
That's kind of cool. It's like, ooh. They never existed.
Spooky. So, dismissing both the fake logbook entries and the fanciful tales of sea serpents and ghost ships, what are we left with? Three theories have emerged over the years that seek to explain the men's disappearances. Mm. So, these are, like, the three main theories we're going to get into right now.
That so, aren't sea serpent?
Yeah, that aren't, like, silly stories.
Darn!
Although we do love our silly stories here.
And so, now it's time for silly stories with Tiffany.
Aw, can you imagine make a little jingle or something? Aww. Silly stories with
sea
Tiffany.
Sea serpents ate the flannel isles people and never existed.
Yeah, they never existed. Everyone's like, what's happening? I'm so scared. It's so dark, I'm afraid.
Make our kids bop album.
Right here. Streaming now. So for the first theory, it is based on the character of William MacArthur. MacArthur was by all accounts an ill-tempered man who was quick to settle an argument with his fist. So like Dang. His first reaction is going to the punch in.
Yeah.
So it has been speculated that he could have started a fight up on the Western Landing, which led to all three men falling to their deaths from the cliffs. So that's just a okay. theory that like they were fighting because this man has a really bad temper and all of them ended up dead off the cliff.
They're just beefing about something.
Yeah, but who's beefing on a cliff these days? Come on. I know this wasn't this these days, but, like, back in those days, who was beefing on a cliff?
That's very cinematic also.
Oh,
like,
my
the
gosh,
idea,
yeah.
That's very cinematic. The mm-hmm. idea that, like, he brings them over a cliff and they start yeah. fighting. I feel like if you were a
yeah.
the normal, sane person and someone was, like, yelling at you like that yeah. and you're next to a cliff.
You're like, maybe I shouldn't stand that close. You're looking yeah. a little mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this wouldn't happen, but say you and I and Benjamin were fighting. And Benjamin is, yeah. like, really angry, and he's trying to throw a fist at us.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
and I would both be like, I should step away from the cliff, right?
You look a little mad right now.
Yeah, we should move over.
How about we talk over there? We talk inside the lighthouse.
Yeah, let's talk inside here. Like, where yeah. it's safe?
Where it's safe, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
You and I.
Yeah.
But, like, these guys, I feel like, why would they not choose that as their way right. out from this guy? They're like, yeah. he's even a little off. Unless yeah. they were both just as mad. I don't know what happened.
Mm, yeah.
What's the tea? What's the tea of the sea?
They were all trying to get each other.
Yeah. They went mad.
Mm.
Killed each other. So now, the second theory is that one of the men, again, probably MacArthur, murdered the other two, ditched their bodies into the sea, and then threw himself off the cliffs. Which is kind of nuts.
Well, that's the one I was starting yeah. to think, too, based off the first one. I was like, what if it was that one?
He was like, I didn't mean to do all that. Whoop.
He went, like, wild and, like...
Killed him.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a bad one.
Yeah, and while both theories add a level of bloodthirsty juiciness to the mystery, there is no evidence that either fight or murder took place. It right. is, of course, perfectly possible for men in confined quarters to rub each other up the wrong way to the point where they snap and everything just breaks loose. Especially when one of them has a history of violence. So, like, that guy had a history, I suppose.
Oh, why is he still working as a landlord?
Why they put him with these men?
HR needs to hire someone else.
HR, get a grip. So, but without bodies or crime scenes to examine, these two theories will forever remain, like, up to...
A what?
Mystery? Mystery? But yeah, so these are kind of, like, left up to interpretation. There's no true like, fact backing it, but they think, like, because he does have such a history, yeah. it could...
Yeah, the yeah. only, yeah, the only, like, hole I see in, like, yeah. that idea is just the idea, that... there would be no evidence of
yeah,
them, like, hitting the rocks at all. Like, mm-hmm. no, like, loose piece of, like, clothing, yeah. jewelry, maybe, or, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I don't want to get, like, too graphic or just, like, blood. Like,
yeah.
just any, like, just there's no...
real evidence.
Like, I know it can be washed away.
Yeah.
But even in, like, cases where people have been gone for, like, 6 months, mm-hmm. we still find things on shores. So
yeah.
it's, like...
it is hard to tell. Sure, like, well, if there was a big storm, the waves could have been much bigger,
yeah.
pushing the stuff further into the ocean rather than
It's hard to tell.
Keeping it close. So it's like, there's yeah. no loose ends. Like, nothing is, we're able to get yeah. concrete evidence enough to be like, these two theories are 10 out of 10.
I think it's because it's, like, psychological, too. Like yeah. you said, it's very, like, up to interpretation. Like, yeah. you can't necessarily deny the theory, because, mm-hmm. like, it's all just, like, psychological
yeah.
evidence. Mm-hmm. Like, you would have to create a scenario, have it happen, and then execute it.
Yeah.
So, it's, like, it's not a bad one, but...
Just not my favorite.
Yeah.
So, now we're on to the third and most plausible explanation, so we're about to get some
sea
roots.
Serpents.
Some roots. Sea serpents. This theory is that Marshall and Ducat were swept away while trying to secure the supplies and equipment on the West Landing. So when his colleagues failed to return, MacArthur headed out to find them, and he too perished in the storm. So why anyone would head out in such a dangerous expedition when they had stayed safe in the lighthouse can be explained by the fact that Marshall had previously been fined 5 shillings for losing his equipment in a previous gale. So, like, they wanted to make sure to get out there and get the equipment so they wouldn't get fined if it were to disappear. Like, we have to go out and get it, bring it back, so we yeah. don't get fined for it going yeah. missing or disappearing.
And they probably dealt with storms before, too.
Yeah.
So they probably were like, oh, we've been in storms before. This yeah. is fine.
Like, this is part of the job. We have yeah. to go and get this. And, like, them being charged 5 shillings. Like, as a family man, losing 5 shillings in 1900 was no laughing matter. Like, that was a lot of money for, like, someone mm-hmm. to lose. So it's no surprise if securing equipment was more important to Marshall than his personal safety, because, like, he couldn't afford to lose that amount of money.
Yeah.
So that's, like, the main thing. But now we're on to the final report.
Okay.
So Muirhead's final report, though it positioned no other possible conclusion, it was not enough to quell speculation about how the men vanished. Some analysts have said it would be very unusual for an entire lighthouse crew to be absent from the building, raising questions about what the manner of emergency was. So, logbook entries leading up to the disappearances make mention of harsh weather and storms, but these did not register on Wilder regional weather records. So, like, other people didn't report it around, like, that area, like, further out past the Flannan Isles. People weren't saying there was a huge weather storm.
Oh!
But it's, like,
what?
It's even more strange if people wouldn't have reported it, considering there was evidence on the island of a bad storm. It's like, how so did it not reported?
Was it only on that aisle specifically? Yeah. That's weird.
Like, how? Weird. If it was that bad, how did it only affect that part?
Weird.
Very, very strange to me. So, over the years, rumors have butted onto the disappearance, including apocryphal logbook entries detailing the deteriorating mental state of the men and the crew of the Hesperus finding uneaten meals on the lighthouse table. Mm-hmm. So the mystery was even dramatized as a 2018 thriller film called The Vanishing. So it was a movie, just not The Lighthouse. It was called The Vanishing. So it starred Gerard Butler, which posited the discovery of a body and several gold bars on the island led to mounting tensions, murders, and conspiracies. So, like, the movie obviously dramatized it a lot.
That and, there like, was, like, gold route. And that they were all killing each other for it?
Basically. From okay. There was a body discovered, and yeah.
So all right.
They made it real dramatic. Of course they did.
Would be better with sea serpents, but whatever.
Sea serpents are the only answer. It would have been better with Sharknado.
Yeah.
Come on, movie seven.
I don't know. Do better, Hollywood.
Do better, Hollywood. It's the script is writing itself.
Mm-hmm.
Just open your eyes. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, despite Muirhead's report, the disappearance of the 3 lighthouse keeper remained unexplained at the time. And as the Northern Lighthouse Board said, the cult of the mystery does not mitigate the fact that the 3 men died. So, like, even if it is a mystery, like, 3 men are reported dead.
Yeah, like, it's like, a fact that, yeah. like, that like they perished.
They perished.
Yeah.
And then it is quoted from the board. It says, "The loss of the 3 keepers from the Flannan Isles Lighthouse in 1900 is a significant and very sad part of our history." So, like, to them, it's a very, like, sad, traumatic thing that happened. So even if people are out there saying, oh, it didn't actually happen, there was no record, like... The Lighthouse Board is saying it did happen. Come and it was a tragedy.
I mean, the commander literally said, like, they were, like, friends.
Yeah.
Like, because also, I was going to say this earlier, but I was waiting till, I guess, now.
Yeah, perfect.
Like, I can't imagine the lighthouse crews, like, the people who work in lighthouses is a very big group of people.
No, it's probably very small.
Especially in Scotland, too, yeah. you know? Like, that's probably, like, a circuit of people. So, yeah. like, you know people very well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we live in, like, Pittsburgh, and it's, like, a fairly big city, and yeah. we know a good amount of, like, people.
Everyone knows each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, just to assume that, like, oh, it never happened is so, like, annoying.
Because it's, like, people said they knew each other. And, like, even as we were saying before, like, there's 3 lighthouse keepers to the lighthouse.
Yeah.
And they rotate one off So, like, yeah. At some point, all of them have worked together with one or the other.
Yeah.
It was a very tight-knit. I don't know how many rotations they had, but enough that, like...
Yeah.
They would eventually work with every single person.
Yeah.
So it is strange that someone would say, that didn't exist when this guy was like, I literally knew all three of these men.
That's very, like, a COVID conspiracy thing. Like, COVID never happened. Like,
it never happened. So,
like, are you serious?
It's hard to say, because...
Just because you weren't working the lighthouse doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Don't take away their history, these men.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Sea Serpent's going to come for you next. How about that?
Sharknado, watch your back.
Yeah.
Watch your back.
Yeah.
Catherine O'Hara, coming for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Lock your doors, or Catherine O'Hara's coming for
you. Lock your windows. She's scratching at your window. Can you imagine? She starts tapping her talons.
It's my mom in an urn levitating.
Stop it.
She's pounding on the window like boom.
It has googly eyes on it. It has googly
eyes. Oh my god. Oh my god.
One of them's falling to the side.
Oh my god.
Wait, that's so funny. I'm just traumatizing you over your mother. I'm so sorry.
Are the tables start shaking?
Hogan LaBasta.
She would have loved this podcast for real.
Aw, this is dedicated to her.
Aww.
This episode.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day.
Not the one I thought it'd be dedicated to, but alright.
You're like, it's not in my episode, but alright. Yeah. Sure, take away my spotlight.
Yeah, that's fine, I guess.
Dedicate
whatever,
your episode to my mother. Alright.
Yeah, make it about yourself.
As usual. So, there's a quote also by the Lighthouse Board saying, "We pay tribute to these keepers who served the Northern Lighthouse Board so well over the years and can only report what was recorded at the time." So, as for the lighthouse itself, it remained manned until 1971 and when it was automated. So,
yeah.
1971, there were still people in there actively being lighthouse keepers, but after 1971, now it's, like, automated. Like, it automatically has the light. People don't have to really be in there that often.
Does that even work in lighthouses anymore, or is it all automated? Like, it has just, like, a central system?
That's actually a good question. I feel like there might be, like, really small ones that still have people in it, but I feel like...
Like, people running the beep-boop-bop-boop.
The beep-boop-bop light guys. Mm-hmm. I think most of it's probably automated, but I'm sure there's definitely some that are still just run by some random person, if it's, like, a small town or something. That.
Yeah. Also, like, we've talked about it before, but also now that the internet exists, it's a lot easier to send a text like, "Hey, I need help. There's a giant storm coming.
There's a storm coming."
You know, so it's a
little
easier.
Like, it's also like in the movies, if you were to have like what is it called? Like a little walkie sort of situation, like CB radios, they're called, like, something's gonna break and the towers aren't working, or this has come unplugged. Like something crazy where you still couldn't talk to people.
Sea Serpent has hit the second time.
Stop it! It's the answer. But, yeah, just nuts. Nuts stories here. But is there a certain theory that you believe? What are your thoughts? What are you thinking?
I don't know if this was covered on the BuzzFeed one, but we may have talked about when we watched it. This isn't the one I believe, but it was just, like, one I don't think we got to. Like, wasn't aliens one of the conspiracies, too?
I believe aliens
I know it's
was
always
a theory.
Aliens,
yeah.
But, like, wasn't that one of the ones in the episodes, too?
I believe that, and I didn't really touch on it. I think time travel could have been part of
it. Oh, I remember time travel,
just because was the clock stopped? It's almost like everything was frozen in time, apart from, like, the chair being on the ground and the canaries, like, alive,
Weren't they saying something about, like, they could have, like, the storm could have made them travel back in time to, like, a different thing,
and
something like that?
That honestly makes a lot of sense, too, because then if you go back to certain cases we've covered, like, Bermuda Triangle, like, there's certain things with that as well. So, it could be a thing.
I just wanted to touch on that, because I was like, I could have sworn there was, like, an aliens and time travel one, so that makes sense. I'm going to be a little boring, but I think the most plausible theory is probably the strongest, just because, I was just, like, thinking about it.
Yeah.
Is that if there's three lighthouse workers there, and they all work together, they have a routine.
Yeah.
So, in my brain, I'm thinking there's a giant storm coming. They need to get this equipment.
Yeah.
And maybe it was around dinner time. And usually what happens probably is that they rotate who cooks dinner for each other.
Set the table.
The one person, set the table, was cooking dinner while the other two went and got out the equipment. Like, they just rotate like that. That's normal.
Yeah.
The storm got really crazy. The guy was worried and like, where are my other crewmates? I don't know where they are. Ran out. Scared, chair falls over, even the wind takes it out, runs out there and also, like, perishes because the storm is, like, that bad trying to find them. That's my best guess as to what maybe happened.
And do you believe the entries are real? What do you believe of the entries?
If you do believe about in them, those.
How do you think they would work with the case?
I Oh, I might be on the side of the entries don't exist because it's the safer choice to not have them exist, because having them exist raises more questions that doesn't give a lot of cause and effect is not really there the same way.
Yeah.
It's just like you still had like, I don't know, like, it just, it seems, like, weird, because, like, how it's been described is that, like, the actual lighthouse was almost, like, well-kept, or things were, like, fine, like, it was, like, a home, and then just, like, people just weren't in the home in the next minute, so that's kind of where my brain's going with it.
Yeah, and I feel like the math doesn't add up with the entries.
Yeah, I think, like, it's weird.
It doesn't make sense.
I do like the idea, though, that they are, like, fabricated, though.
Yeah.
Not because that's, like, a good thing, but I think it's, like, wild that that happened, because it's kind of like a...
people want to bring lore to it.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like the Well to Hell thing also, because it's, like, the whole thing of, like, oh, this is, like, completely fabricated.
Yeah.
And real people believed it. So it's just, it shows that, too. So that's my kind of, like, throwaway at it.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
I think I honestly agree with you, because I think it makes a lot of sense if the guy were to be setting everything up.
Yeah.
And his friends are outside, he runs out, like, a big wave or something is hit, and he's like, oh my gosh, my friends are out there trying to get the equipment, I hope they're good.
Right.
Runs out, and then he ends up getting hit by the storm as well.
Right.
But I feel like my only question is the clock. The clock doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, what does that mean in...
That's very interesting.
In all of this. And then it brings me to, like, the time travel thing, because I'm imagining, like, all the stories we talked about, like, Bermuda Triangle and how that affects time. Like, what if some big wave it hit and somehow time travel portal type situation. That's what stops the
clock.
That's cool. Yeah. And I
like
imagine,
17 again?
Yeah, it's 17 again, or it's like the one, there's an X-Files episode, people who know, and it's basically a time travel situation, Bermuda Triangle vibes. So like something like that could make sense in terms of the clock. But then, I'm like, the bird is still alive.
Yeah, so it's like, how long has it really been?
Yeah, how long has it been? How is the bird still alive? Because
I'm no scientist or meteorologist, but like, can storms make clocks stop working? Like how compasses have a hard time with metal? I don't know.
I have no idea, because I would say if it were to get wet, then it could have been ruined, but it couldn't have gotten wet without the bird getting wet, unless the bird dried off, but there's no way a bird would survive that.
Yeah, it would be, like, it'd be a lot of water.
And it's not like the lighthouse was wet, because they weren't like, yeah, this is soaking wet lighthouse, water got in here.
Yeah.
Like, the math is not mathing. But
the math is not mathing.
Like, I'll say, sure, I think the guy ran out to help his friends, but what about the clock? What about the bird?
I think I'm curious, what time did the clock say? Like, did it just run out of...
Or, yeah, or maybe the clock just never worked at all, because I kind of clocked, that clock on the wall over there, that doesn't work.
It doesn't?
No. Oh, the clock on the wall right there is actually my wedding anniversary. 12/3.
Aww.
Yeah, it's the little things. But yeah, maybe their clock just didn't work, and they're a bunch of men. They probably didn't want to say it in the first place. They don't got anyone there to be like, hey, your clock's not working, bud.
Yeah, I'm glad you agree with me, though, because, like, I was just thinking about this in the moment, too. Like, when we lived together, too, when it was you, me, and Danielle, if, like, say... I was cooking dinner for whatever reason. It wouldn't be me anyway. But if I was, you and Danielle were like, oh, we need to go get this for like from like Danielle's car or something like that. And you guys were gone for like an hour.
Yeah. Or
hour
like,
and a half. I'd be like, where are they?
Well, that or imagine you hear like some big loud crash outside. And you're like, oh my God, they're outside.
For you. I would like,
you would stop everything.
Because I literally would just throw my shoes on and try to go out as quick as I can to get it resolved. So like, that's what I
like,
think
that makes
probably.
Sense. Either there was the storm that made them run outside in a hurry, but then it also brings into question the whole theory, or the whole idea that the Weather Channel didn't pick up on the big storm. It's like, why was the storm only located just on the Flannan Isle?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Like, if they,
it would be able to track the storm, saying the storm went that direction, or how did a storm just happen to arise just in that part?
Because they obviously existed, like, how people are saying it didn't happen because they were saying there was no storm, but, like, it had to have existed because the captain knew the people and was good friends with them, like.
And it's also, like, they literally saw stuff like, the railing was bent, the railroad track was picked up out of concrete, like.
That would pull anyone away.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
I mean, like, then if you want to go down further to the alien theory, imagine the aliens are outside, they pick up the two men, the other guy's like, oh my gosh, there's a UFO, what the heck? And then he gets pulled, and is trying to pull up stuff, so it picks up, like, part of the railroad track, moves the ton rock. That's just a silly little fun theory.
Yeah.
But there's just things that don't add up. Like,
yeah.
why didn't the entire weather people know?
It's still insanely eerie. Like, the idea that a storm was only cultivated on the aisle they were working at.
And, like, I don't know a ton about weather, but I feel like an entire storm you'd be able to pick up on. I know, like, sometimes there's little rain happenings that it can be raining in your backyard and not in your front yard sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I know that's a whole thing. But to have an entire storm that did so much damage not be clocked at all doesn't make sense. So then it just leaves you with the question, how did this happen?
Yeah.
What actually happened?
Yeah. Isn't it like, I could be getting it wrong, so someone might, like, correct me.
Yeah.
But isn't, like, on weather reports when it says there's a 30% chance of rain, it doesn't mean that there's a 30% chance that rain's going to happen. It means rain will happen, but only 30% of the overall area.
Oh, that does make sense. No, I think that makes sense.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. So, like, that, like, yeah, you're right. Like, it will only happen in certain areas. So it's been, like... like, we've done the Mystery Files before, and it said 30% of chance of rain, but it's only been, like, a certain spot of Pittsburgh. And it hasn't affected me coming to see you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's just, like, that very much does happen.
Yeah, just the fact that it didn't clock it at all. I'm like, then it just throws our entire theory of what makes sense out of line. So it's like, well, maybe a serpent did take them at this point, because... The weather didn't exist.
What happened was the serpent ate them, then a giant seabird came up and swooped them up, then a UFO sucked them up. The UFO time travels to the past.
Yeah.
And then they were at the JFK assassination.
Yes. It's all making sense.
Because all time travel goes back to the JFK assassination for some reason.
Well, honestly, there's a whole book about that, the Stephen King book. I think that's about time travel and the JFK assassination.
Yeah. I feel like that's always a thing. Whenever time travel's brought into play, they're like... And then they were at the JFK assassination.
And then they tried to stop it and things
if
went
you look in the background on the left side, there's a weird looking guy. And that was the guy in the Flannan Isles.
I thought you were going to say, in the Bible.
In the Bible.
In the Bible.
In the Bible you can see Moses hanging out with JFK. They got brunch together.
I saw it back then. But yeah, I don't know the truth and it's very frustrating because every theory I think makes sense does not make sense. So I'm just going to be crazy and say it was a serpent.
Yeah.
I know I was bearing the lead there, but, like, why not be something crazy?
This is our podcast. You can do whatever you want.
If things aren't adding up, or, honestly, I do like the theory that it was made up. Even though the lighthouse board's all like, these men of tragedy, blah, sadness. Yeah. It was how long ago? How do you know someone didn't make all that up at this point? I know, boo-hoo, rest in peace. But, like are Facebook we sure? Yeah, boo-hoo, are we sure it happened? I'll be a conspiracy theorist because none of this is making sense. These are all just theories. It's my conspiracy.
You show up to next episode with a tinfoil hat on.
Yeah. I've gone crazy. Like, I've been in the lighthouse. But, yeah, so the silly theories of men being gobbled up by a giant sea serpent or whisked away by a huge seabird. Like, what's more realistic at this point? So, yeah, now we're just...
Yeah.
What are your final thoughts? Any final thoughts? Have I swayed you, or are you still... No, it's a storm.
No, it's a storm.
Wow.
Sorry.
I think I would have swayed you then. Mm. But I guess the truth of the disappearances of James Ducat, Thomas Marshall, and William MacArthur, and how they met their fate on that cold December night back in 1900, will forever remain
a mystery. Yeah.
Ooh, that sounded like a UFO out there.
Might be. Or it's my mom. Anyway.
So, hey, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Mom and Mom. I need a little help here.
Wow.
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 On Mother's Day to be. Yes, guys. Thank you for joining us for this episode.
This is the Mystery Files. This was... Yes. Was it episode 14. Season 7, episode 14. This was episode 66 overall.
Ooh, creepy. 66.
Just like Lightning McQueen. Route 66.
Wow.
And we will see you next week for my
case.
If I don't have a panic attack again.
Oh, it'll be fantastic. Also, be sure to check us out on all of the interwebs.
Oh, yes.
Check us out at @TheMysteryFiles_ on Instagram, at The Mystery Files Podcast on YouTube, and Redbubble. It's also Mystery Files Podcast, right?
Did you say TikTok?
No, I did not. Also Mystery Files Podcast on the TikTok. So check us out. Be there. Be square. We love you guys the most.
Yes, and we will see you next time.
Goodbye.
See Sabrina.
Oh my God, it's got no hair.